listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 12. April is Stress Awareness Month, and today I'm dedicating this episode to uncovering the intricacies of stress. I'll be exploring what stress is, its effects on our brain and body, and share some practical strategies to help you manage stress effectively. So, what is stress? Well, stress is a natural reaction to challenges and demands. It's our body's way of responding to any demand or threat. When you face a challenge, your body responds by releasing a mix of hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, preparing you to either fight or take flight. And this is what we often refer to as the stress response. So there are different types of stress, and we can start with acute stress. Picture this. You're walking down the street and suddenly a big dog lunges at you, barking real loud. Your heart races, your muscles tense, and you're on high alert. This, my friends, is acute stress in action. It's your body's immediate reaction to a threat or challenge, lasting for a short period and disappearing quickly once the situation is resolved. Acute stress is marked by a rapid onset and distinct fight or flight response. It can feel exhilarating at times, like when you're on a roller coaster or giving a big presentation. However, it can be overwhelming, leading to anxiety or panic attacks in some cases. While acute stress is like a brief, intense storm, chronic stress is more like a lingering fog, clouding over days, months, or even years. It arises when we're unable to see an end to a series of demanding situations. This could be ongoing financial worries, an unfulfilling job, or long-term relationship difficulties. Chronic stress wears you down, affecting your health, mood, and overall quality of life. It's the stress that keeps you up at night, worrying about things that seem never-ending. And there are health impacts. Over time, chronic stress can lead to serious health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, depression, and anxiety disorders. It's a slow burner that can quietly wreak havoc on your body and mind. Now let's talk about a concept that might change how you view stress altogether: the distinction between eustress and distress. Not all stress is harmful. Eustress, or positive stress, motivates us, focuses our energy, and feels exciting. It's the kind of stress we experience when we take on a new challenge that we feel passionate about, like starting a new job or training for a sports competition. Eustress is what pushes us to grow and improve. It's the adrenaline rush you feel when you're about to achieve something great. It reminds us that we're alive and kicking, capable of facing challenges head on. On the flip side, distress is the negative stress that can feel overwhelming. Unlike eustress, distress can lead to health problems if not managed properly. It's the kind of stress that feels like it's too much to handle, leaving us feeling undefeated or trapped. Managing acute stress involves recognizing the triggers, practicing deep breathing or mindfulness to calm the immediate response, and developing strategies to handle similar situations more calmly in the future. Addressing chronic stress requires a more strategic approach, such as lifestyle changes, seeking professional help, and developing healthy coping mechanisms like regular exercise, meditation, and ensuring quality social support. The key to a healthy relationship with stress lies in balancing eustress and distress. recognizing the signs of distress early on, and finding ways to convert it into eustress can lead to a more fulfilling and balanced life. Managing stress effectively involves a combination of techniques tailored to individual needs and preferences. So in the next segment, I'm going to share 10 strategies complete with real-life detailed explanations to help you navigate stress in various aspects of your life. So the first strategy I'll share is mindful breathing. When stress levels rise, our breathing becomes shallow and rapid. Taking a moment to focus solely on your breath can calm the nervous system. Now, a real-life application of this could be, perhaps in a stressful work meeting, discreetly focus on taking deep, slow breaths. Inhale for a count of four. Hold for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and hold again for four. This can help center your thoughts and reduce physical pain. The next is physical activity. Exercise releases endorphins, which acts as natural painkillers and mood elevators. A real-life example of this could be perhaps incorporate 30-minute walk into your daily routine. Maybe you can do this during your lunch break or immediately after work. This can help you clear your mind and reduce stress. Time management. Poor time management can lead to increased stress as tasks pile up. At the start of each week, list your tasks and prioritize them. Use tools like digital calendars or planners to allocate specific times for each task, including breaks. Nutritional food supports brain function and reduces stress levels. Think about planning meals that include a variety of fruit, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. Preparing meals in advance can reduce the stress of deciding what to eat each day. Now let's talk about adequate sleep. Lack of sleep can exacerbate stress by impairing cognitive function and mood. A real-life application of this could be establish a bedtime routine that promotes relaxation, such as reading or taking a warm bath. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. By the way, this is something that I'm still working on for myself. Digital detox. Constant connectivity can overwhelm us with information and expectations. Designate screen-free times each day, especially before bedtime, to disconnect from digital devices. This can help reduce anxiety and improve sleep quality. Social support. Sharing your thoughts and concerns with friends or family can provide comfort and reduce stress. A real-life application of this could be make a point to regularly connect with supportive friends or family members, even if it's just a brief call or a text exchange, to share experiences and feelings. Hobbies and interests. Engaging in activities you enjoy can be a great stress reliever. A real-life application of this could be to allocate time each week to indulge in a hobby, whether it's gardening, painting, playing a musical instrument, or another activity that brings you joy. The next is one of my favorites, which is mindfulness or meditation. These practices can help you stay present and reduce anxiety. And you can start with a simple 5-minute meditation each morning or evening. And the last is to seek professional help. Sometimes stress can be overwhelming, affecting your health and daily life. If stress becomes unmanageable, consider seeking the guidance of a licensed mental health professional who can offer personalized strategies and support. Incorporating these strategies into your life doesn't have to be a daunting task. Start small, perhaps 1 to 2 methods, and gradually build your stress management toolkit as you'll discover what works best for you.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.